So this starts the discussion on agenda item 18 on the independent secretariat scheduled at 18:30 on Sunday, 11 March for 60 minutes. And thank you, Jorge, for joining us here. Again, we'll try to quickly set the scene for new GAC colleagues. As you may know, the GAC has staff support from ICANN as well as GAC Independent Secretariat. The GAC Independent Secretariat, as you can see, is doing a great job in all the briefs we receive and all the briefs we receive at the beginning of the sessions as well. We're trying to find a sustainable way of funding the GAC Independent Secretariat. And I think Jorge will speak more into on this regarding where we stand, what we're trying to achieve, and how to and our aim is to find basically a long-term solution and also a sustainable one so that we can have some predictability and to us as the GAC and also to the Independent Secretariat. So, Jorge, can you please help us to set the scene before we open the discussion?
Sure. Thank you. And thank you for inviting me to the podium. I think that Manal already explained that we have what we call a hybrid model of secretariat support. So we have on one side the ICANN support staff, and on the other side we have the independent secretariat, which is being provided since 2013 by ASIC, which is an Australian company. The thought behind this model at that time when this was decided by the GAC is that especially for everything that relates to our policy work, to our responsibilities as governments to provide independent policy advice to ICANN, we would need independent secretariat that would provide us with the necessary briefing, with the necessary expertise, and also would ensure the continuity and the knowledge of this committee. I think that the role of the independent secretariat was key in the process of transition of the ANA function and also of the accountability improvements to ICANN. It certainly helped a lot also in the increased participation of the GAC in CCWGs, in cross-community efforts, in PDPs, in other efforts that really require a lot of work and of preparations for the GAC to be able to provide meaningful inputs to the work of the community. As to the, let's say, the institutional framework or the how this independent secretariat is financed and how it is organized, just for your information, for those who don't know it, as the GAC has no legal personality on its own, the contract that exists for the provision of these services by ASIC is between ICANN, the organization, and ASIC. As the funding of the secretariat is independent, is not from ICANN, what is being done is that the costs that ICANN incurs in the financing of the secretariat are reimbursed by the GAC donors. For this, in 2013, association under Swiss law was created, the GAC Secretariat Funding Association, which has as its sole purpose to channel the funds from the GAC donors to ICANN to reimburse the services provided by ASIC as the independent secretariat. So I'll pause here for a moment in case anyone has a question, because this setup is a bit complex. So I don't know. Anyone has doubts, wants to know more? In any case, if that is the case, you know me by now, I guess. You can always approach me. And I'm speaking here with the head of the GAC Secretariat Funding Association, because as Switzerland, as the Swiss government, we provide, let's say, the administrative support for the workings of this association. As to the background, the historical evolution of this independent secretariat, as you may know, from 2014 to May 2017, the secretariat was composed by 2.5 full-time employees. So it wasn't only Tom, it was a larger team. It was not an enormous team, but it was between two and three people. Mostly it was closer to three people, because ASIC used to be quite generous in how they provided the services. But in 2017, at the beginning of the year, we had to realize that the donor base wasn't as strong as before in terms of financial input. We had, from 2014 to 2016, the very generous support from the Netherlands, from Brazil, and from Norway. But of course, as they had been informing since 2015, they had to lower their contribution and expected that others would share the burden. And that has been the case. So I have here a more or less long list of donors. So to the initial Norway, Brazil, and Netherlands, there were others who joined, the European Union, Switzerland, Austria, Belgium, New Zealand, the United Arab Emirates, Chinese Taipei, Australia, Portugal, Sweden, Nigeria, the Czech Republic, Luxembourg, Denmark, Peru. So it's a good list of donors, but we had to realize that the level of funding wasn't at the same niveau as before. So in May 2017, the provision of the independent secretariat had to be cut to one full-time employee, which is Tom since then, who has been taking the burden of the independent part of our secretariat. So to round up with the background, you should know that there was a new agreement signed between ICANN and ASIC in the summer of 2017, which runs until January 2019. And this agreement is on the basis of one full-time employee as a minimum. It could be expanded if we had more funding. In Abu Dhabi, those who were there, you will remember that at the very end of the meeting, we were able to more or less secure stable funding for 2018. That remains the case. We have a good and reliable donor basis for 2018. We shouldn't be fearful of that, with the understanding that it's only for one full-time employee. So if we want to have more support, we would need to still increase the funding. But the question, and here I finalize, and this is what Manal introduced at the beginning of this session, is what we do starting in January 2019, because there are questions whether it makes sense or not to continue in such a unstable framework, where we have to see from year to year whether there is sufficient funding, where we, since May 2017, we are at a very low level of independent GAC secretariat support, which also begs the question whether this is commercially reasonable for a company providing this kind of services. So these are all questions that I at least think would merit the establishment of a task force, a small working group of interested countries who would look into this and present the GAC with options for action, if possible, in Panama. So if any decision has to be taken during the second part of the year, we don't end up in a bad situation in terms of timing, and be it the decision it may be, we have enough time to take the necessary action to see how the secretariat services continue after January 2019. So I leave it by that, and thank you again for giving me this opportunity.
Thank you very much, Jorge, for this informative setting the scene. I hope we are all on the same page. I just want to note also that Japan has very generously also offered to fund the independent secretariat during the meeting in Japan. So there are some creative ways as well to contribute to this. And so thanks to Japan. So Tom, would you like to speak to this? Thank you.
Thank you, Manal. Just very briefly, as Jorge noted, we do have a contract to provide services to the GAC at the current level of 1.0, which is me. Our company is clearly committed to meeting that contract. We're very happy to do so. And we will do so until the end of January 2019, although that is subject to periodic checking in advance that the funds are available. As Jorge had mentioned, there is a process in the contract for doing that, but we are certainly committed to that. I need to make clear, as a company, we are reviewing the commercial viability of any extension of the contract, if it were offered, beyond January 2019. And depending on the view we take of the commercial viability of providing the current service, we would discuss that further in the first place with the GAC chair and with the donors. So that's all I wanted to put on the record. Thank you, Manal.
Thank you, Tom. So any comments or remarks? So basically the session is to inform everyone of the current setup and the current situation, to bring to new GAC representatives as well the to bring to their attention where we stand on this and to seek your guidance and your input on how we can maintain long-term sustainability, and also if we can have other countries contributing so that we can, sharing the contribution, the shares will not be, will of course be significantly less. So this is where we stand. We will be creating a small working group or task force, as Jorge mentioned, to look into this, but we look forward to your input and suggestions and anything you can provide the task force with to help us reach a long-term sustainable model. So any questions or remarks before we conclude? Yes, please.
Thank you, Chair. Germany, Bernd Reuer. Just to note that Germany is still looking for a solution to be among the donors. Next week we will have a new government, and we hope that the new government will adopt the budget by end of summer. And I hope that we can have the money at ICANN 63 or at latest by the end of this year. And I would like to say thank you to Switzerland and Austria for their helpful tips regarding the question how to get the money from the budget unit in my country. Thanks.
Thank you, Germany. Thank you for your consideration and thanks to. So yeah, you can definitely seek advice from GAC colleagues who are already contributing if you need any guidance or tips how this could be progressed through your government. So this is Belgium, please go ahead.
Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Belgium speaking. I would like to say that Belgium made an initial contribution in 2017 and it will continue to make contributions in the coming years. I would like to insist on the need for us to have an independent secretariat. I would like to thank ICANN support, but what we need here is a full independent secretariat. So I thank Tom for the excellent work he has done. And I would like to remind you all that if we had more resources, we would make GAC members' work easier. I belong to a small country. It is difficult for our country to have resources available to go through all the documents. And thanks to Tom, we have an easier job to do. We can go through all the documents that we need to review. So I urge all member states that are here present to help us find a sustainable solution to ensure funding for this independent secretariat, because it is important to have an independent secretariat and to have all the resources available, all the means available to for us to provide an informed response.
Yes, please.
Thank you, Chair. Vincent Kenya. First, Kenya would like to appreciate the work that Tom and the team are doing, or rather Tom and the former team are doing, now that he's 1.0 FTE. I would like to really appreciate the work that the hard work that you're doing, and also appreciate what the countries that have been funding the independent GAC Secretariat over the years. I think that's a welcome move. But as Kenya mentioned during the ICANN meeting in Johannesburg, we'd like to have perhaps a structured way of funding, because we tried to seek funding from our government, but it became a bit difficult to source for the funds, because we need something that's more structured, that says that this is, you know, resolutions that have been made, and this is a framework that has been developed by GAC or any of the relevant organizations to support the funding. We will engage with other countries to see how they go about it. But I think it would be very useful if we had a framework for funding. That's one of the things we're looking at. Obviously, we welcome the move to have a working group or a task force that will look into that, and we are willing to also engage in the work of that task force to be able to inform what comes out finally, or rather the proposal that comes out finally. Secondly, I think what's important is also for the SCIG to indicate whether the 1.0 FTE is adequate, and if not, what we would be an ideal secretariat to be able to deliver on the key mandate that it's empowered with. Lastly, I'd like us as GAC to ask ourselves a question. What would be the implication of having ICANN supporting an independent GAC secretariat? Would it in any way dilute the independence of the GAC in any way? I think it's a question that we really need to, if it's been discussed, we'd really like to know the thinking behind not having ICANN fund the independent GAC secretariat. Thank you.
Thank you, Kenya, for the valuable inputs, and thank you for considering the contribution, and definitely we'll try to do whatever that can help you process this, and thank you for offering to help with the small working group as well. And so if I understand your question correctly, you want why not ICANN fund the independent secretariat?
Well, still have an independent secretariat, but is it possible to have ICANN fund that secretariat? Because I think the issue that you're having here is an issue of sustainability, of ensuring that there is a certainty in terms of the availability of the secretariat function. So is it possible for ICANN to consider funding? We keep the independence in one way or another, but at least the funding is catered for by ICANN, because we're already seeing ICANN org supporting us in other ways, including the fellowships for the GAC members. Why not find a way of ICANN also footing this bill? And that way, all countries, and I can tell you all GAC members will benefit, because there's a lot of information that flows in the ICANN processes. We really need an independent secretariat, but the question is, can we have certainty in terms of the funding? Thank you.
Thank you, Kenya. So Norway, is this in response to... Okay, please, go ahead, Norway.
Thank you, Kenya, for your question about the funding and the model for paying for the secretariat. It has been an ongoing discussion for many, many years. So I would suggest that the question you have about the model as such, any question about the historical ifs and buts and reasoning back and forward about the independency and so on, should be raised in this task force that you have volunteered to be part of. And any outcome of that will, of course, be public on the GAC list and everything, because it's too long a discussion to have now at the end of this day, I think. My suggestion is that historical documents about the discussions and all these kind of things can be provided, maybe looking in the archives and looking at the transcript from discussions we had before in the GAC, and that this could be done very more effectively in this task force that is being now formed by the GAC leadership team. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. Yeah, and it's a late hour, and we're not looking to for concrete solutions now. It's just to bring it to everyone's attention and to make sure we're on the same page and to put it for your consideration. And definitely the working group will be there, or the task force will be there, to help and facilitate any solutions or alternatives that may be available. So any other Japan, please.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Shin Takamura, Japanese GAC representative for recording. First of all, I apologize for my poor English and my comment to be wrong. The Japanese government, as part of the representation for the ICANN 64 meeting to be held in Kobe, Japan, will donate 10 million Japanese yen, about 75,000 euro, to an independent secretariat budget for ICANN 64 meeting. However, it is difficult for Japanese government to donate annually to the independent secretariat budget. There are two reasons. The first is that ICANN GAC is not a treaty organization. For this reason, there is no official scheme to make a donation permitted by the Japanese accounting law for the Japanese government. And second, Japanese procurement law mandates the government to competitive bidding. Therefore, it is difficult for the Japanese government to request the secretariat to a given company in cooperation with other governments. For this reason, we decide to establish a fund for the ICANN 64 meeting with private sector as the host country. We will contribute 100,000 euro, maybe 300,000 euro to the fund, and the fund will donate to the independent secretariat budget from part of the contribution from the Japanese government. With this method, we believe that even government with legal difficulties can donate the budget of the independent secretariat. If each host country of the meeting, which is held three times per year, will contribute in the same way as ours, much of the budget of the independent secretariat will be secured. And please remember that this contribution is only a half or a quarter of the cost or cost for hosting gala party. So independent secretariat cost is not expense. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Japan, and thank you for the kind contribution, and thank you for the efforts to find a creative way to contribute to the funding of the independent secretariat. And yeah, as I mentioned earlier, this is an example of creative ways to find a suitable way that might be unique to each and every government, of course. So thank you very much. Any other remarks or comments? Okay, then thank you for your listening, and thank you for considering this, and thank you for bearing a long day. And this concludes our discussion on the independent secretariat. Tomorrow we don't have GAC meetings here in the room. We have one GAC meeting with the non-commercial stakeholder group at 8:30 here in the room. Then we have the opening and other cross-community working group cross-community discussions. I would like to remind you that the GAC is co-organizing a session on GDPR tomorrow. So I believe it's of interest to everyone, and we need to be there. We have circulated an email with the agenda and the speakers, and the only speaker we got is from the Public Safety Working Group. the GAC Public Safety Working Group. So we will have a representative, the co-chair of the GAC Public Safety Working Group, on the panel tomorrow. But I look forward to your participation during the session as well. So thank you all, and see you tomorrow, 8:30, here in the same room. Thank you.
とりあえずこれを保存して。 じゃあこれ送ればいいね。